USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The Supreme Court is taking up the partisan legal fight over President Joe Biden's plan to wipe away or reduce student loans held by millions of Americans. The High Court, with a 6-3 conservative majority, is hearing arguments today in two challenges to the plan, which has so far been blocked by Republican-appointed judges on lower courts. Arguments are scheduled to last 2 hours, but likely will go much longer. The public can listen in on the court's website. 26 million people have applied and 16 million have been approved to have up to $20,000 in federal student loans forgiven. The program is estimated to cost $400 billion over 30 years. Parts of the Northwest are gearing up for what could be very heavy snow today after tornadoes and other powerful winds swept through parts of the southern plains, killing at least one person in Oklahoma, and some Michigan residents faced a 6th consecutive day without power following last week's ice storm. In California, the National Weather Service said winter storms would continue moving in the state through Wednesday after residents got a brief break from severe weather Sunday. According to excerpts of a deposition unsealed Monday, Fox Corp Chairman Rupert Murdoch acknowledged that some Fox News commentators endorsed the false allegations by former President Donald Trump and his allies that the 2020 presidential election was stolen and that he didn't step in to stop him from promoting the claims. The claims and the company's handling of them are at the heart of the defamation lawsuit against the cable news giant by Dominion Voting Systems. The recently sealed documents include excerpts from a deposition in which Murdoch was asked about whether he was aware that some of the network commentators, Lou Dobbs, Jeanine Pirro, and Sean Hannity, at times endorsed the false election claims. Murdoch replied, yes, they endorsed. The Environmental Protection Agency says four sites are now ready to receive waste from the February 3rd train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Regional EPA Administrator Deborah Shore said two Ohio sites began receiving waste material Monday. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
9 candidates are competing Tuesday for a chance to be Chicago's next mayor. That includes Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who was elected in 2019 and is seeking her second term. To win the office outright, a candidate needs to receive more than 50% of the vote. That's unlikely with such a large field, so the race is expected to go to an April 4th runoff between the top 2 vote-getters. The election is officially nonpartisan and is not considered or called a primary, though all the candidates seeking to lead the city, a Democratic stronghold, call themselves Democrats. LeBron James of the Los Angeles Lakers may miss multiple weeks with an injury to his right foot. The full extent of the injury is not yet known. More test results were pending. James nor the Lakers have announced anything about a long-term absence. The Lakers had already ruled James, the NBA's all-time leading scorer, out for Tuesday's game at Memphis with what they called right foot soreness. West Virginia Senate passed a bill Monday that would give $25,000 in tax credits to former residents who moved back to the state to work. The Senate passed the bill unanimously and sent it to the House of Delegates. Those eligible for the tax credit had to live and work in West Virginia for at least 10 years or were born in the state. They had to live outside of the state for at least 10 consecutive years prior to 2023. State officials have tried other cash enticements in the past few years to try to beef up West Virginia's sagging population. The Department of Tourism is offering $12,000 cash plus free passes for a host of outdoor adventures to remote workers who move to certain areas of the state. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.